Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Dan Beyer. He's Aaron Torres. Glad to have you with us on this Thanksgiving Day. Hope you are having a great Thanksgiving. And if you're traveling, please be safe. Brazil, yes, Aaron, playing Serbia. Brazil scored. Monty will give us more on what's happening there and what's happening in Detroit as well between the Bills and Lions as it's going down to the wire. But guess what we get to do now, Aaron?
Ooh, what?
Talk a little college football.
Yeah.
Our good buddy, our PicksWise lead bet analyst and co-host of the show, Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff with Rich Ornberger and Brian Noe. Jared Smith joins us as the show each Saturday airs between 9 a.m. and noon Eastern. Listen live on any of our Fox Sports Radio affiliates or on the iHeartRadio app presented by BetMGM. Hello, Jared. Happy Thanksgiving.
Dan, Aaron, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Appreciate you having me on. Exciting day. There's a lot going on right now. A lot of football, football, the whole gamut. We're running the gauntlet today.
Yeah, so is this Thanksgiving just like any other day? Sorry, Aaron. Is it just like any other day for you, Jared? Like, I mean, with everything going on, Aaron pointed out, like, it's the real first Thanksgiving that he can remember, that it's a two-TV Thanksgiving. I mean, does this feel any different as a better at all?
Yeah, waking up at 2 in the morning. So I'm in Vegas. This is actually my first Thanksgiving in Vegas. So definitely a different vibe for me out here. The timing of the game, you know, and I'm used to it now with, you know, having a bunch of Sundays under my belt. But the waking up at 9 a.m. for a Thanksgiving game, and I was doing, you know, shows early this morning. I usually get up at like 5, 6 a.m. most mornings, and already having one World Cup game in the bag and another one in the middle was unique. And waking, I mean, you know, I've never woken up on Thanksgiving Day and bet on the World Cup. So it's definitely a unique year. But, you know, things get weirder every year as this simulation that we live in continues to move forward.
Jared, let's jump right into college football. And, you know, I want to ask you, when you talk about something like betting, how do you manage emotion versus your eyes versus what the numbers tell you? And here's the reason why I ask is that I think we all kind of understand Ohio State is the more talented team across the board with Michigan. And there's some injury factors as well. But I think we also understand that Ohio State has kind of been up and down. And last week against Maryland has the ball with under a minute to go, a chance to drive the length of the field to win. How do you manage or how do you assess what you see on a piece of paper, what your analytics tell you, and what your eyes have told you after watching these teams for 11 weeks now?
Yeah, Aaron, it really is a fantastic question because I think there's multiple styles of handicapping that people, you know, employ. I'm kind of a hybrid. I think the analytics matter a lot, and I use them as a starting point up most weeks. And, you know, the numbers and the power ratings, and there's several rating services, you know, some of the ones that you probably heard of, Maxi and Sagarin and things like that. And there's some other ones that are a little bit more, you know, under the radar that do a really good job, you know, with the numbers, much better than I can do. So I tend to lean on that, and I tend to lean on analytics a lot. But then, yeah, there's definitely an element of what my eyes tell me and watching these games for 20 plus years and playing football back during my day. I never made it to obviously the collegiate level, but playing in high school and growing up around the game, I can kind of diagnose some things on my own. So I would say it's a healthy mix of both. Emotion is where people really get into trouble, especially recency bias and the gambler's fallacy. Like, this team has lost this many games in a row, so it has to happen again. Well, the odds of it happening again, like, for example, if you went to a casino and they offered a coin toss and they had a list of all the previous results, and you saw that 100 straight tails had occurred, well, likely your next bet would be heads. But that's a fallacy. It's 50-50 either way. So that's kind of the things you try to avoid when you're handicapping games every week, is to try to remove emotion and bias as much from the equation as possible.
Bills just scored a touchdown pass of Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs, so they've taken the lead on the Lions. 2:40 to go in that game. Extra point coming up at the Bills right now. Lead by 3. Monty, again, will have an update at the bottom of the hour for us. Jared Smith joining us here on a Thanksgiving edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jared, obviously the PicksWise lead betting analyst and co-host of the show, Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff. What about emotion playing in it? What about distraction playing in lines? And I'm going to specifically ask you about the game tonight. A lot of talk about Lane Kiffin maybe leaving for the Auburn job, maybe as soon as tomorrow. He's addressed the reports, apparently addressed his team. How does that play into this line tonight in the Egg Bowl between Mississippi State and Ole Miss?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely plays in, Dan. Honestly, I think when you look at these games this weekend, these might be, despite the fact that we have 11 or 12 weeks of data points, it might be the most manual adjustments that I make in terms of, you know, lines that just may be right, but you have to move things in a certain direction because of that. Now, it's kind of interesting. I don't remember the exact year. I should have looked this up, but Lane Kiffin, when he was at FAU, it was a very similar situation, but it was more official. I think he had announced that he was leaving for the Ole Miss job. And I'm pretty sure they really put a walloping on, I think it was UAB, in the conference USA championship game, even after he announced that he was leaving. So we have some precedent to speak of that he's been able to get his teams up for games when there's been distractions about his job status. I don't know if that's an apples-to-apples comparison here because of the SEC. You know, everyone expected Lane eventually to leave FAU. I think there's some people that maybe thought he would stay at Ole Miss for a little bit while, but there's been the writing on the wall this year. You know, he's come out and said the NIL stuff, they don't have as many freedoms and liberties as Auburn does because of their budget. And I think the state of Mississippi has weird bylaws in place about, you know, how long and how much they can pay coaches. So he's kind of posturing for a raise, I think, and we'll see what Ole Miss does. I honestly have no feel for this game tonight, and it's because of that. I think, you know, Mississippi State, to me, has a little bit more of an edge in terms of the matchups. especially because Ole Miss's defense has really struggled this year. But I just don't know how Ole Miss will be for this game. However, the rivalry element tells me it's going to be wild. And that's another thing that's tough. These are 18 to 22-year-old kids. They are volatile with their mindsets. Probably the hardest thing I handicap every week is where these kids' heads are at.
Where do you – well, I don't think – this is a game where I don't think anybody's head is going to be in question, but there does seem to be a faction of people that think Notre Dame, you know, the book that I'm looking at, a 5.5-point underdog going to USC, that stylistically they will give USC problems with the way they run the ball. How do you – have you – you know, how do you handicap this one, Jared?
Yeah, that's the bottoms-up approach I would take with this game. It's the Irish game plan and how effective it is against USC. If I'm Lincoln Riley and I win the coin toss, I want the ball and I want to score because I want Drew Pine to be playing from behind. That's, to me, that's, you know, who's going to win the early game script battle here. If Notre Dame can get a little bit of distance early and they can implore their very good offensive line that's top 20 in line yards created, and, you know, they're a top 30 schedule adjusted rushing success rate team. I mean, they're one of the best rushing teams in the country, and USC is outside the top 100 in basically every metric ever generated when it comes to rushing defense. So that's the game plan. You get Drew Pine into a manageable second and third down, and you're able to get, you know, Mayer involved and play action and you know, keep him ahead of the sticks and ahead of the scoreboard. Now, if they fall behind 14-0, Caleb Williams throws a touchdown on the opening drive, and then, you know, there's a turnover, and all of a sudden Drew Pine has to pass it 30, 40 times. That's where Notre Dame really can struggle, and that's where I can see this game getting away from the Irish. So a lot of volatility here, and I think it's more about who is able to implement their game script early and execute that game plan early. And is there some kind of game plan that Marcus Freeman can draw up to at least slow down Caleb Williams and the USC offense? Maybe not hold them, you know, to a 17, 20-point game like Oregon State did, but maybe hold them in the 30s and figure out a way to get your offense, you know, on the field enough to put some distance between yourself and the Trojans.
We're talking college football with Jared Smith. Get him on Twitter at Jared Lee Smith. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer, a Thanksgiving edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show. Clemson, a 2-touchdown plus favorite on South Carolina. Is it because the Gamecocks had such a high last week against Tennessee that now you got to go on the road against a rival? I was surprised by that. Should I be surprised?
Well, let's see what my numbers make Clemson. I actually didn't really look at this game. I make it about 14. I think it's fair, maybe 13.5. So maybe you're getting a little value on the Gamecocks. But again, a lot of that, you know, motivation comes into play here. Clemson needs style points. That's really the only chance that they have. And even that chance is very slim. But, you know, they need to, you know, maybe drop 50 or 60 points off South Carolina and then do the same thing next week on UNC to even have a you know, a stone's throw to get into this playoff. So I think that's the message for Dabo this week. So, again, while South Carolina on paper, the line looks, you know, a little heavy. Yeah, 14.5. Maybe this is really should be only 13 or 13.5. But then the stylistic, you know, the style points, I think, matter a little bit. You make that manual adjustment, and then boom, you're at 14, 15, and then this line offers no value in either direction, I don't think.
So, Jared, I asked you earlier about Ohio State, Michigan. From just the you know, analytics versus eyeballs test, in terms of the game itself, do you have any strong lean or opinion on how this one could shake out?
Yeah, I think this is one of the first bets that I kind of made this week, and I'm not regretting it yet, but I will regret it if the public has their say. So the one thing, you know, with college football and with, you know, football in general, for the most part, week to week, the public doesn't move the lines too much. It's really the sharp bettors behind the scenes that are kind of the market makers. Big weeks like this, Thanksgiving week, big games like this, Michigan, Ohio State, the public will have its say at times. So I could see Michigan maybe going to 7. I don't think it's going to happen, but I could maybe see it's going to happen. Either way, if that's the case, I might add more to my Ohio State position, but I did lay 7.5 with the Buckeyes pretty early in the week. And I think when I watched both games last week, like if you did a side-by-side of Maryland, Ohio State, and then Michigan, Illinois, and you freeze-framed it from the moment that the best players went out. Like, Mayan Williams got hurt. Trayvon Henderson re-aggravated his injury. So you have these backups in. You know, Blake Corum as well got hurt and had to leave the game. You have backups at key positions in for both teams. You saw the difference with the depth. And Michigan's, you know, got some great players and they're five-star kids in their own right. But Ohio State has more. Like, it's just – they have just an embarrassment of riches where Michigan's just – they're just a rich program. They're not, like, filthy rich. So you saw that Dallin Hayden had 146 yards and three touchdowns, while Michigan really struggled to move the ball with their backup running back. So I think that's kind of a good snapshot of where these teams are at, because I'll be honest, their strength of schedules this year aren't that really strong. The Big Ten is completely down. Michigan has only played one top 30 offense all year. That was Penn State, who had a bunch of injuries up front, just couldn't move the ball in that game. So I don't really know what either of these teams are. And I think Ohio State hasn't looked as flashy as last year. Michigan hasn't looked as ferocious as last year. But I think at the end of the day, I would take C.J. Stroud over J.J. McCarthy. And if you're telling me that it's a slight two-score game at home, and Ohio State's not only deeper, but they've got the much better quarterback, and, you know, I would say it's neutral on the defense, it's neutral on the head coaches, I'll take the better quarterback in a relatively light spread.
He's Jared Smith, PicksWise lead betting analyst, co-host of Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff. Before we let you go, Jared, is there a game that you love or you want people to know that you love in college football heading into this weekend?
Yeah, how about a big dog in a game where I think you might get some variance here? UTEP catching 18 at UTSA. I don't know if you guys remember last year when the Roadrunners were undefeated in the final week of the regular season. They had nothing to play for. They're going to a conference USA title game. They lost outright to a bad North Texas team by like three touchdowns. Kind of the same spot here. UTEP on five wins. They need to get bowl eligible. Obviously, it's an uphill battle. They're almost a three-touchdown underdog. But I could see UTSA being a little sleepy here. It's senior day for Frank Clark. So, you know, sometimes you see the first half, you know, maybe a little slow start. And I absolutely could see the Miners keeping this one in the number. I don't know if I'm ready to call the outright upset at 18, but I wouldn't be shocked based off of the situation and what UTEP needs, you know, one more win in order to get bowl eligible. That's a big handicap this week is, you know, I'm not going to blindly bet all the teams that are on five wins, like Miami, for example. But there's some interesting spots with some teams that are on five wins that need to get bowl eligible. So do your homework, do your research, and, you know, you might be able to find some hidden gems out there.
Here, Jared Smith on Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff with Rich Hornberger and Brian Noe each Saturday between 9 a.m. and noon Eastern Time, live on any of our Fox Sports Radio affiliates or on the iHeartRadio app, again presented by BetMGM. Jared, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for the time. Can't wait to hear on Saturday. Thanks, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
NBA fans, listen up. You gotta try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the code Doug. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the code Doug. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. The Lions have just converted a big fourth down for the latest on what's going on in Motown. Let's head to the news desk with Monty Bolaños.
There's so much going on, I don't even know where to start here. But yes, the Lions are trying to get within field goal range. 37 seconds left in the game, and they are down by three to the Bills, who managed to finally find Stephon Diggs in the end zone. He was having a hard game, but that's how they just scored. Now, again, Lions trying to get within field goal range to try and tie the game.
Yeah, and that's... Tyler Bass missed the extra point,
yes,
which would have made it a 4-point game.
Yes.
So
earlier, yes. And
yeah,
the announcers
that,
jinxed it. They're like, he hasn't missed then. Da, 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 da. And then they missed. It's like, never say that. Never, ever say that.
That was a great Jim Nance impression, by the
way.
Oh,
thank you.
But I thought it was her Romo. That's what I thought.
It was both. It was actually both of them, because they were both talking about it. And even one of them was like, no, don't say that. And then they still said it. They ruined it 100%. They could have been up by four. You are right. Right, Dan, we will see what happens. But in college basketball, there's been some fun games today. First, number 3 Kansas managed to beat Wisconsin in overtime, 69-68. This was the bad boy Mowers battle for Atlanta's semifinals. Say that 3 times. And so they are going to beat the winner between Tennessee and USC. And guess what? They're going to overtime right now. They're tied at 62, so they are headed to overtime. North Carolina, number 1 North Carolina, defeated Portland, 89-81. And now let's go to the World Cup. What's up with people just having one name? Richarlison from Brazil, like your Madonna or
there was a Brazilian soccer name generator on the internet as recently as 8 years ago. I know that for sure, because you could type your name in and it would give you what your Brazilian soccer name would be.
Literally all these players, I'm like, why do you just have one name? I don't understand. So Richarlison of Brazil scored 2 goals for Brazil. They're up on Serbia. The second goal was a chilena. I think we call that a bicycle kick in English, but I always have just called it a chilena, where he kind of like goes upside down, scissors, kicks the ball in. Amazing. So he scored both of the goals for Brazil, and they are beating them 2-0 at the 81-minute mark. So much going on this Thanksgiving. I need more screens.
That's what I said.
And
it's
I'm
great.
Also sitting on a book, whoever's USC or UFC book this is, Dan, I'm sitting on it because I can't see the TV over my monitor of the computer, you know, for the score, the basketball score. So I'm sitting on that book, whoever book this is. Thank you so much. Happy Needless Turkey Day, Murder Turkey Day.
Oh, guess what? We've got Monty's Brazilian soccer name.
Ay, Dios mío. Okay.
It's Bolaño.
That sounds right.
Yes.
Yeah. Drop the S. Yeah.
Bolaño.
Bolaño.
That's what it is. Aaron, do you want to know what yours is?
Sure.
Geez, don't sound too excited.
I'm nervous.
Hey, somebody take away the Mountain Dew from Aaron.
For real?
My goodness.
Too much energy, I know. Maybe I had turkey this morning. But yeah, go ahead.
It would be a Torero de Costa. How about that?
But that's
Torero
like three names, isn't it? I thought I was a singular like Madonna.
I don't know. It's just what it came. Just came out to be.
Oh, so you you found the actual generator.
Yeah, I'm not making these up on
I thought
top
you were
of my head. No.
I really did.
It's hard enough working today. You're going to make stuff up?
And Oh, that's what I would have came up with.
Not there you go. I like that better.
Torero,
see, I like your Brazilian
Costa.
Soccer generator better.
Let's see. John Ramos, would you like to know yours?
Of course. This is good.
Yes, John Ramos. Your Brazilian soccer name is Ramito.
Isn't it like right. Little Ramos or something like that?
What? I don't know what the translation is.
A little bit. Ramito,
I don't speak
like
Portuguese.
Little. Yeah.
All right. And Jason Stewart, yours is, here we go, drum roll, please. Stuica. Yeah, Stuica.
I like that.
That sounds much less white than I am.
Yeah. Let's see what mine is. All right. Let's see.
This is great.
Oh, loser.
Oh, no. Come on.
This is the best segment we've done so far. Loser. This is great.
Yeah, how do you pronounce L-O-S-E-R? That's what Lucier. No, it's Bainho. Bainho.
I like that.
There's your Brazilian soccer names. Jared Goff's would be underthrow. That's what it would be. Underthrow on a 3rd and 1. So the Lions now on 4th and 1, down 3 with 28 seconds left to go. Likely, I you got to kick it here. Even though Badgley missed one earlier, you still have to kick it. Plus, if he misses it, then Dan Campbell can just blame the kicker and not blame his decision. That's well, that's. What
and as we
got.
Learned from Monty earlier, he hadn't missed one all year until you know.
Yeah. But when you have bad in your name, that's never a good
that's
thing.
That's sadly.
51-yard attempt for Michael Badgley, Money Badger, as he was once known, and it is good. The Lions have tied it up. We could be getting some extra football, but there's still 23 seconds left to go in this. Michael Badgley coming through for the Lions. Bills and Lions tied up at 25 apiece. All right, it is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Get Aaron again on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. Find Monty on Twitter at Monty Bolaños. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. And if we had time, we'd give Jason and John's out. We'll do that next when we play a game. Yes, that has us having some fun indoors. That's next here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. We've got a winner in Detroit. It's the Buffalo Bills. Tyler Bass redeeming himself after missing an extra point that would have made it a four-point game. Detroit, who tied the ball game, saw the Bills' offense go down the field quickly, and then it was Tyler Bass' 45-yard field goal. It was good. Left just 3 seconds on the clock. Lions didn't do anything with it on the kickoff. Bills are 8-3 with a 28-25 win over the Lions, who are 4-7. But maybe most importantly for the Bills is the status of Von Miller, who suffered a knee injury in this game. And reports say, while it's not a season ender, Von Miller expected to be out a while. All right, the Bills and Lions just finished a game. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Let's play a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
All right, let's go to the news desk. Monty's got the game for us.
Woo-woo-woo! John Ramos, what are we playing on Thanksgiving?
Ugh, I feel a draft.
I don't feel a draft in the studio because it's 76 degrees. But anyway,
we do have a fan in there, I believe. So you can plug the fan in.
Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe I'll look for it after this. All
right. Right next to the roach, the dead roach.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for that. I am uncomfortable right now. Okay. We're going to draft the best indoor NFL stadiums. Woo.
Doesn't even have to be NFL.
Oh, it doesn't have to be. Yeah. We're going to do any.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
I got to get a curveball for that one.
That's a curveball for me. Things just changed. Okay. Do we have the draft order? I know I'm going fourth, but.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't get the full draft order.
Check your text.
My
text? I think it's John, Jason, Aaron, you, and then me.
I see.
One
there
round.
It is. Yeah. There it is.
That's totally my bad, by the way. So.
I did. I'm surprised my watch didn't tell me that you text me. That's how I get it. All right, there we go.
What about when you text him at like 3:45 in the morning?
It was 1 a.m. It was 1 a.m. Squeeze 1 a.m. All right, John.
It was Dan from volleyball. We know.
John Ramos, you're up first.
I apologize. Is this throughout the history of sports time, or is it like
yes,
right currently?
Is, yeah, from okay. from 1 AD until now.
Well, I would say would be the initial dome, which would be the Astrodome, right?
Ooh,
the very first dome ever put together. Right. So the Astrodome would be number one.
Oh, all right, okay. Jason, you're up.
This one's near and dear to my heart. You know, all my family is upstate New York. Ooh. And shout out to the 315. They're carrying us live right now. Carrier Dome. I'm going to go Carrier Dome off the board at two.
Wow.
Love it. You know, when Dan said non-NFL stadium, that was actually a default to me because I've spent I've seen a few good games up there. Dan, were you going to say something? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, maybe you should have traded up to two so Ooh. Jason wouldn't have taken Carrier Dome.
Am I three?
Yes, you're
you
up.
Three.
Okay. Well, I just, after Ramos's question, I had to Google to make sure the Colosseum did not have a retractable roof in Rome. It did not, so they're off the board. just making sure, you know, AD goes back, it went back a long way. So, you know, I will go with, Dan, I might be making this up. Did they call Jerry World the eighth wonder of the world when it opened like 10 years ago? Or am
yes.
I totally making
yes,
that up?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I will go Jerry World. I've never been. It is on my bucket list. 2014, my UConn Huskies won a Final Four there. I did not go. I still regret it. They announced this week that there will be another Final Four there in a few years. So I'm very excited at the very least to get there. But I will say Jerry World is my pick.
All right.
Nancy?
All right. I'm up next. I'm surprised nobody has said that. So it says has said this one yet because we all live here. SoFi Stadium is nuts. Mm. The first time I went there, it looked fake. I thought we were about to watch Quidditch between Harry Potter and everybody in that movie. It looks so fake. I was so impressed.
It is an unbelievable.
Unbelievable. It looked fake.
To get technical, right, it's an indoor-outdoor stadium or something. They call it something weird that's a contradiction, right?
It is weird.
They had a lightning delay.
It's crazy because it is totally, like, roofed off, but
yes.
There's, like, a breeze that comes in from, like, the sides. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I haven't been yet, as crazy as that sounds.
Oh,
so
yeah, that
at
is
some,
crazy.
Some point in the near future, I'm going to go, how about the first dome that I ever went to? Metrodome.
Oh,
yeah, the old
Metrodome.
In Minneapolis. And when you would watch Vikings games, it always felt there was this yellow tint because of the lighting in that place. It was very, very odd. There it is, your best indoor stadiums. On the heels of Ford Field, just hosting that Lions loss and maybe the new home of the Buffalo Bills. We'll stay in the state of Michigan as the Wolverines head to Columbus. We talk about it next on Fox.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.